It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Revive us again.
Revive us again. Heal our cry. Heal our land, oh God. We pray for revival. What you do. When the God of the universe created the world, he didn't snap his fingers or wink his eye. The Lord spoke. He said, "Let there be light." And because we believe, we speak about the happenings in this world as we remain mindful that our true home is with Jesus Christ and his kingdom. I'm Todd Herman. Welcome to Disciples View. You've heard it all day. Let me state it in bold, underline, and italicized sense. This is the last day of Share-a-thon this cycle. And here's the phone number, and can you write it down? Because something might touch you during the show. It might be the reason you give, or maybe give again. It's 877-616-2396. I just heard the testimony, witness from one of the family members of AFAR, referencing Elijah. It's from 1 Kings 19, and in 1 Kings 19, just wrapping up verse 9. Elijah says, "There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him. 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' He replied, 'I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me, too.' The Lord God said, 'Go and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by.' Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire came a gentle whisper. Elijah heard it. He pulled his cloak over his face. He went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?'" This is repeated throughout this account of God's interaction with Elijah. Remember that Elijah had just defeated false prophets in the most miraculous way by bringing fire, literal fire, down from heaven. God allowed him to do that, and yet Elijah feared. But it's that still, gentle voice that God spoke through the storm. People have been through massive, massive storms in this world, and this network, AFR, gives us an opportunity to relay God's comfort in a new way. This is one big reason to give, because we are watching people baptized. I just watched a video, praise God, of people who'd lost everything being baptized now right after the storm because God whispered in the storm, "I'm still here. Turn your face to me. You've not lost everything, for I am still here. You may have lost your home, but I am still here. You may have lost your job, but here I am. I stand with you." No other networks do this. We have the opportunity to be God's ears today. We speak on radio, but we have the opportunity to be God's ears. The Apostle Paul talks about the separate bodies, of course, the separate members of the body of Christ. That the eye, the thumb could be jealous of the eye. I want to be the eye. It sees all. Well, guess what? The eye cannot exist without the thumb that reaches out to provide the food to the body. We get to be the ears sometimes. I'll tell you something that happened to me this morning in the hotel at which AFR has put me up, kindly lodged me. I'll tell you about a story. You can call 877-616-2396 and we can speak into the storm. It's not just physical storms. There's a storm in society. We need to speak into it with the still, quiet whisper of the Lord, even as we raise our voices. And AFR allows us to do this on 180 radio stations. As people are trying to make sense of why did this happen, why these storms, you and I together can say, we don't know why, but we know who. We know who allowed it. And we know that God always has our best interests at heart. We can also do this. We can listen. You're listening now, and as you're listening, if this story is touching you, or the word from Elijah, or that still, quiet whisper saying, give, then do that at 877-616-2396. Be as generous as you can. Be that $25, be that $100 a month, be that $500 or $5,000. Do it at 877-616-2396. In the hotel lobby this morning, I was having breakfast, and a woman came down, and she looked ashen. She didn't look well. And I said, good morning. She said, morning. I said, how are you? Well, I'm headed home to North Carolina. I don't know if I have a house, because I've been told by my neighbors that the houses are gone. And God spoke to me. I simply said to her, how are you feeling about that? She said, I'm afraid. And I said, yeah, I'd be afraid too. That's scary. She got tears in her eyes, because here's a stranger listening. One of the most powerful things we as a Christian body can do is to be the ears, to hear other people's stories. It gave me a chance to say to her, I really will pray for you. Thank you. I'll need your name. Pardon? Well, I like to pray to people who have names. She told me her name. At least this, she felt heard. We equip people here. You, by being part of AFR, by hearing programs that take God's word and apply it to news, you have an opportunity to minister to people rhetorically and physically, and also in moments like this, we are simply our God's ears. God is listening all the time. You have an opportunity right now to take 1,000 people, 2,000, 10,000, and teach them that sometimes our job is not to talk, but it is to listen. And you can do that by donating now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Lunchtime is often a slow time for donations, and we're at lunchtime in Mississippi at Tupelo. So take advantage of this, because you can get straight through in the phones at 877-616-2396. We live in a world where there is, in fact, not just the physical storm, but the spiritual storm. Your government has the strangest beliefs. Your government actually believes that hurricanes target same-sex attracted and gender-defiant people. This is from a FEMA disaster preparedness meeting. You know how that sound? Okay. All right. That's okay. Oh, okay. So that's the sound. That's the sound bite. So this is your government, and there is a FEMA disaster preparedness meeting. Listen to this.
Sparked a few things in my mind, thinking about preparedness and how you said, you know, LGBTQIA people and people who have been disadvantaged already are struggling. They already have their own things to deal with. So you add a disaster on top of that. It's just compounding on itself. And I think that is maybe the why of why we're having these discussions, is because it isn't being talked about. It isn't being socialized. We're not paying attention to this community. Thank you so much. Maggie.
Thank you. Yeah, there are a couple of things that are intersecting in my mind here. One of them is the culture of emergency management as an organization, as an industry, in the United States specifically, not abroad. This has, and my cat sometimes does this, she gets really loud suddenly, so you'll have to just allow for the little meowing in the background. The shift that we're seeing right now is a shift in emergency management from utilitarian principles, where everything is designed for the greatest good for the greatest amount of people, to disaster equity. But we have to do more. Right. And so this topic is intersecting, I think, with a number of other topics where we have to look at policies and understand to what extent they have disadvantaged communities that had less assets, communities that had pre-existing vulnerabilities in accessing disaster-related recovery supports.
Think of this. Let's reverse this scenario. That's a government employee at FEMA talking about disaster equity. Let's reverse this. Before we do that, let me give you the phone number, because I'm about to give you an example, I think, of how you can communicate God's word to people using the news. It's 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Here's an example. She's talking about disaster equity. Apply this to a reverse circumstance. Let's say that you, God forbid, have been in a terrible accident. Maybe it's after a hurricane and you're hurt. You've broken your femurs. You can't walk. And people who've broken their femurs will tell you it's some of the most ungodly level of pain you'll ever have. You can bleed out very, very quickly. And you're on a riverbank. And the waters are coming. The waters are coming up. The tide is surging. And here comes a helicopter. Praise God. It's a Coast Guard helicopter. And there's a man, and he's in a basket, and the basket's being lowered. And he gets next to you, and you look at him and go, oh, wait, you're white. I need a black rescuer. Well, disaster equity. What is this? How does God view the human race? First of all, as his creation. He has described us as his masterpiece. In the body of Christ, the Lord Jesus taught, there's neither Greek nor Jew, nor servant nor master. God rains the common blessings down upon people for whom evil is done and for whom good is done. The common blessings of food, air, water. We can teach this into a world that has been convinced that the only form of equity that matters is that you agree with people's psychoses or you focus on the melanin level of their skin, something that is secondary to all other interesting factors of people, their backgrounds, their education, their family structure, their myth, their music, their art. That's interesting. Melanin level is a shade of color. Disaster equity? God is a God of order, not confusion. It is Satan who is the original confuser, a thief, a liar, and the murderer from the beginning. The first thing he did was to confuse. Wait, did God say that you can't eat anything here? Surely you won't die. With these explanations, you today can go into the world and speak to your kids. You, through your donations, can power 50,000. 150,000, a million people to speak into the storm, to communicate that this disaster equity idea comes from an ungodly place. It comes from a place of judgment. It comes from a place of looking at God's creation and saying, well, there are the special people and then the unspecial people. If this is an explanation you think the world needs and a network you think the world needs, then donate so that your donations will multiply over time to a million people able to speak God's word into news events. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. $500 or 50 bucks a month or 5,000. It carries out a mission here, and the money is so utterly well stewarded. I was just on Tim Wildman's program with Steve and Ed. And I didn't get to say this to Tim. I should have. His office is a tiny little office. I mean, it's bigger than some. He is, of course, been given the job to steward this network after his dad went to his reward. But you know what it's not? It's not a 3,500 square foot office like you'd find with media executives in New York or Hollywood. I've sat in those offices because there's a humility here, because we all know we are running on God's great gift to us through you. It's 877-616-2396. We'll continue to talk about reasons to donate, including the lies that are coming straight out of the White House that must be confronted in a godly sense. I'm Todd Herman. This is A Disciple's View.
Executive Vice President Ed Vitagliano.
I came to AFA in 1996. Now, I have been paying attention to politics and culture since I had been in like the seventh grade. But what I discovered when I came here to AFA is what a lot of people, I think, discover when they start listening to American Family Radio or start reading the magazine, or they familiarize themselves with the content produced by AFA. I found out what a lot of those folks find out, and that is there were serious issues, even back in 1996, serious cultural trends and serious spiritual trends which were posing an existential threat to liberty in this country and our foundational principles and to the Christian faith. And so as I began to do research and read and pay closer attention to what was going on, I realized that the threat was dire and the future could be grim if Christians did not get involved. The fact that American Family Radio is a Christian ministry, we're not just a political ministry, we're not just a cultural ministry, we are a Christian ministry. So the calling for people who work here, who listen, who follow the prompts of our action alerts online, who get involved in the culture around them, this is a Christian endeavor. We care about the souls of the people around us, and we care about the soul of our nation. So, yes, these kinds of things that are happening in our country can weigh on folks. But the fact that this ministry is bathed in prayer, that it is focused on the Word of God, gives great encouragement even in the midst of the battle. So we ask people to come alongside American Family Radio and, in a sense, work with us, kind of shoulder to shoulder on the battle line, loving our enemies, but also standing firm for the truth. So we depend on people supporting us financially. I always love what Brother Don always said on the air during Share-a-thon. He would say, we're not going to treat our listeners like kids. They're adults, and they understand it takes money to fund a ministry like this. But I can't think of anything more worthy of the support of Christians other than the work of the church itself. As a nonprofit organization, American Family Radio is on the front lines, and we go where no one else wants to go a lot of times, and we talk about things that nobody else wants to talk about because it's important. These things are important to discuss, and as people kind of tune in to AFR, they find out what's really happening, and we take that responsibility seriously.
Hi, this is James in Conway, Arkansas. I have relied on AFR for years for news and commentary from a biblical worldview. As a result, I listen to them every day, pray for them each day, and I've been donating at every Share-a-thon for over a decade now, and certainly intend to continue with that. I just appreciate you folks. God bless you. Bye.
Welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
I'm Todd Herman. Welcome back to Disciples View. The phone number is 877-616-2396. Please write that down, because during the program you might be moved to give or to give again. And you'll have quick access to that, 877-616-2396. There's a saying, and I think there's some people here who can relate to this. I did genetic testing, and I found out that I am 98.97% redneck. So, and when I, yeah, right, I will get some claps. Good, thanks for that. And that was, you can relate to this statement. Everybody hates a redneck till the truck breaks down, right? Atheists will say, or agnostics will say, or people who hate the Lord Jesus will say, why, if there is a good God, does he let bad things happen? Like storms, hurricanes, death. There's an answer to this that you can start with, which is, well, it wasn't designed to be this way. God's intent was not to have hurricanes and storms and death. That's why Jesus wept, perhaps at the term of the tomb of Lazarus. There wasn't supposed to be death. This stench was not supposed to exist. This loss was never supposed to happen. But we can extend this, because in times such as these, people often find themselves on their knees. You cannot see God's face from high places. You can feel close to him. You can get on a majestic mountain and say, look at all you've created. But my experience is you can't clearly see God's face until you are on your knees, because it's on your knees where you are truly looking for the Father's face. I have been through this. God blessed me economically in ways that you could call obscene, and I squandered a lot of that by not building the kingdom with it. And God finally said, look, I see all these blessings aren't working, Todd. So what if I just step back from a little bit and let you live in the results of what you have created with your dabbling in church and your attending church and your giving church, but not creating a relationship with me? Why don't I back off a little bit? You go try that all on your own, Todd. And I did, and things fell apart, and I found myself crying with snot coming out of my nose. Not to be blunt, but I was on a road called Rice Road in North Idaho. I'll never forget it. I begged God to take over as a parent. My love and my patience for my daughter is not sufficient given what she's been through, the psychological challenge she's having, her cutting herself, the attempted suicides, the treatment centers. Please take over. And God did. And things changed. Within weeks, things changed. And I pursued a relationship with God. At AFR, we can take a news story that is a real story, that is a painful story, that is an ongoing fight for survival. Right now in Florida, there are people fighting for survival. We can speak into that storm and say this. There are people who will think they have nothing, and they're going to find out what really matters. That's why I made the joke about everyone hates a redneck till the truck breaks down. Everyone hates a storm and a hurricane until years from now they step back and say, that was the time I got to know my neighbor. That was the time I looked and I understood what really matters is I live around people who will bring their backhoe, their trucks, their boats, their money, their efforts, their labor, their sweat to lift me out of poverty. This is when I saw the face of God through neighbors who came to me with something as simple as a pie. A pie? Sure. Comfort. I know what FEMA provides, and there are good people at FEMA. There are, and they're bringing MREs to people. And you know what? I've had MREs. They're not that great. But a pie, something as simple as pie. Someone hands it to you, and it's warm. And you can smell the apples or the cherries or the peaches. And then you eat it. It's just simple things. People are learning what really matters. And through AFR, you have an opportunity to take thoughts from the Bible, such as these, that the Lord is always there. Sometimes he is the storm. Sometimes we have a world so fallen that it needs events like this so that people will get to their knees and look up and encounter God, because we are not in a temporary game. Life is not a temporary game. You are an eternal being. You will exist forever. There is no end. The world won't speak this, but you can. You can speak it into the storm of news. And if you don't want to do the speaking, let us do it for you. Hire us. With your money, call 877-616-2396 and help us continue to make films and documentaries and publish books and send mail and emails. Help us continue to fight in Washington, D.C. Walker Wildman, one of the Wildman family members, had the occasion to speak to the Apple Board of Directors, telling them they need to do more to protect kids from pornography. Who else is going to do that but the grandson of the original culture warrior, Brother Don Wildman, who's gone home with the Lord? Who else is going to do that? Who else gets to speak into corporate America this way? Not because Walker Wildman has magic powers. He is a man like you are a man or a woman. Walker Wildman has the ear of Silicon Valley because of AFR, because of the radio stations, because of the films, and you right now with a donation of $10,000 could be the person who puts Walker up in front of the next corporate board. He spoke to John Deere. John Deere that had purchased and bought into the notion, the lies of DEI, the lies of gender confusion as affirmative, something we should affirm. Walker Wildman got to call them, and they took the call because of what AFR means. They understand that in this network, so strong in the South, so strong in the heartland, that these broadcasts go into the speakers and the ears and the earbuds of farmers and ranchers who use John Deere products. They don't want AFR to report back that John Deere's not listening, but they are because of this. Your donation, a monthly donation of $200, $2,400 a year, pays for employees and marketing and upkeep and safety and security, and it's never wasted. There was a thing that I learned about Brother Don. I never got to meet him. But there's a thing I learned early on, and I loved it because it reminded me of my grandfather. Brother Don, no matter how big AFR got, would go through the building at night and turn off the lights. Turn off every light. Why? Because it's donor money. That continues to this day, this focus on donor money. There are other organizations that pay their executives $1 million, $2 million, $3 million a year, and they're so-called nonprofits. That's not the way things run here. You can make a bet on the future at 877-616-2396. We're living in a time where Washington, D.C. doesn't lie. They've become the lie, and that's an important distinction. God doesn't just speak truth. God is the truth. He cannot not be the truth because it's what he is. Let me give you an example here in this soundbite of how D.C. has become the lie. The White House spokesperson cannot find enough lies in her binder of lies to explain why we can send billions to Lebanon, but don't have enough to fund disaster assistance in North Carolina. This is clip number two.
On this issue of funding, the administration has money to send to Lebanon without Congress coming back. But Congress does have to come back to approve money to send to people in North Carolina. Do I have that right?
Here's what I'm going to be very clear about. The president and the vice president has had a robust whole of government response to this. Hundreds of millions of dollars. I said it at the top, more than $200 million that we have directly put towards survivors here for disaster help. And that's because of this president's commitment to make sure that we are there for communities that are impacted. We take this very seriously again. We take this very seriously. And before the hurricane hit, we pre-positioned more than 1,500 federal folks on the ground to help. And so we have made sure that every state has gotten their storm-requested emergency declaration. They requested it, and we made sure they received it. We've taken this very seriously. More than $200 million that we have provided to the impacted areas. But instead, people want to do disinformation, misinformation, which is dangerous. Which is dangerous. Because then when folks on the ground hear that, they may not want to ask for the help that they need. That is there for them. That is there for them. That's our focus here.
But President Biden is fond of saying, show me your budget and I will tell you what you value. If he's got money for people in Lebanon right now, without Congress having to come back, what does it say about his values? There's not enough money right now for
his
people
values,
in North Carolina
his,
who need it. That's not misinformation.
Wait, no, that is your whole premise of the question is misinformation, sir. It's misinformation.
I just mentioned
to you that we provided more than $200 million to folks who are impacted in the area. And I just shared with you that people are deciding
to Congress that there's not enough money to help people in
North
Carolina.
We're talking about the SBA disaster loan.
That's money for people in North Carolina.
And that's important. And people in North Carolina need that. This is nothing new. Peter, this is nothing new. Congress comes together. They provide.
Let's stop that because she's annoying and she's lying. And let's focus on disinformation. Hear what she says here. This is a focus group phase, that they're, a phrase they're using out of Washington, D.C. She says, here's what I'm going to be very clear about. Why do they do that? Because they're doing everything they can to confuse issues, and then they come in and pretend to be clear. Here's what's clear. There's probably been $3 trillion of damage done in these states. $3 trillion and $200 million in comparison to $3 trillion is very much like comparing a penny to tens of millions of dollars. It's very much like that. The point of Peter Ducey's question was, why can you automatically send this to Lebanon and to Ukraine and to Mexico and to every other country, but you can't automatically do it here? If figurehead Biden wanted to this to get done, he could find ways to do this. So what do we speak in the Word of God? We can say to people, do you understand that a loving God warned us? Let me give you the phone number, then I'll tell you what I mean. It's 877-616-2396. It's the last day of share, and I want to give you an example of things we get to do at AFR that don't get done at other networks. We can say to our friends and family, God warned us about human kings. I think it was in 2 Samuel, where the people of Israel said, we want a king. And through the prophet Samuel, God said, are you sure you want a king? Because if you get yourself a king, he's going to take your sons and impress them into his armies. He's going to take your vineyards for his own. He's going to take some of your daughters and put them into concubines. He's going to tax you and abuse you and take what's yours and make it his. Are you sure you want a king? And the people of Israel said, yes, yes, yes. All the other countries have kings. We need a king. And you know what I love about God is sometimes he has such a beautiful sense of humor. He invented humor. He invented truth. He is truth, and he is humor. So he looks across Israel and says, hey, you know what? They want a king. In their mind, they're thinking of a tall, good-looking guy. Let's give him a tall, good-looking guy. So they went and found Saul. Saul was a guy who wasn't all that intellectually gifted until God gave him intellectual gifting. Remember, Saul went on a search for his dad's donkey and ended up walking 6 months away. Donkeys don't go that far. And God came back and said, here's your king. And eventually, of course, we had King David and some great kings and the lineage of the Lord Jesus. But God warned us about kings like Joe Biden and queens like Kamala Harris and mini kings like Angelo Mayorkas, the impeached, not yet convicted, corrupt man who runs the Department of Homeland Security. We can say to people, God warned us. In the Bible, there's a warning about things to come. He was right about human kings. He was right about a time where people would call evil good and good evil. He's been right about all these things. He's always right because he sees everything. We have an opportunity in news cycles like this to say, simply come with me and open one book of the Bible. I will show you what God predicted, what you're living through now. Here's the phone number. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Now, if you're someone who's been uniquely gifted, you're in a season of plenty. You may not want to take a credit card and spend 10 grand. I get it. Because there's percentage, there's the interest. I get it. You can do this with check. You can make a decision right now to write a check for 10,000. I haven't said this. This is tax deductible. I can't even believe I'm going to mention that. If you call 877-616-2396, you can make the pledge. Do this. Write the check to American Family Radio, write the check for $10,000, and then call. We'll send you an envelope. We'll make it as easy as possible. You simply pop that into the mail, and it's tax deductible, and we can report that as a donation, and I can look up on that board, and we can feel good together that we've done this. Other networks that are so-called secular networks, they can take news like Tim Walz, and I don't think we have time to run this soundbite, but we'll run this when we come back. Tim Walz wants you to know he's not a liar. He's just stupid. That gives me great comfort. Great comfort. I'm Todd Herman. This is The Disciples' View, and we will continue.
American Family Studios director and producer, M.D. Perkins.
I grew up in Tupelo, and my parents were supporters of the ministry, so I always knew the name Don Wildman, Tim Wildman, knew Rusty Benson because he was a friend of our family, went to church with them, so I knew of what was happening with the AFA Journal. We got those in the house. So I was always familiar from a young age with AFA, listened to JJ on the radio driving to school here in Tupelo, but it was later in life when I got connected with the ministry because I had gone to film school and studied film and television production and had moved back to Tupelo to kind of get our feet under us as a family. And through a fellow church member, ended up getting connected with what was happening with American Family Studios and some of the documentary work that they were trying to get off the ground. And so came in as an editor, ended up moving into the role of producer on some projects, worked on The God Who Speaks and In His Image. And, you know, I have to admit that when I first started at AFA, I wasn't fully sold on the culture war concept. I mean, I appreciated, you know, some of the awareness and things like that, and certainly appreciated aspects of the ministry, but that kind of core missional aspect of AFA, you know, I have to admit, I wasn't fully sold on that. But really, it was through working on In His Image that I began to see the way in which the homosexual agenda had taken hold in society from a perspective that I had not fully appreciated to that point. And it was through that project, really, that I gained a fuller sense of clarity as to why AFA stood in the way that it did, why it spoke in the way that it did, why it approached some of these topics in the way that it did. And, you know, through God's providence, I ended up doing research on a book called Dangerous Affirmation about gay Christianity within the church and kind of the spread of that movement, the influence of that movement within Christian circles. And so that really laid that burden on my own heart in a way similar to Don, you know, digging into the research, trying to look at kind of what was actually underneath the surface of so many of these things. And I felt that same burden myself as I began to research these topics and kind of see what was happening there. And then through working on our current project, Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency, our new documentary coming out later this year, you know, being able to see from that level of perspective the burden that Don had and the things that were motivating him and the things that were happening in society that really did need to be addressed. And sadly, the way in which many believers within the church were hesitant to jump on board and join him in his cause. And what would have been different if more people had listened up initially to some of the warnings that he was shouting? You know, we leave that in the Lord's hands. But either way, the statement that Don often made, God has called us not to be successful, but to be faithful. And so that distinction between faithfulness and success, you know, we often want to, we're Americans, we're pragmatic. We want to think about what can we do and initiate some kind of result. But Don, with that biblical perspective on the fact that God calls us to do something and we leave in His hands the fruit of that effort, and we trust that He will bless that. And so those are some of the reasons that I'm grateful to work for AFA. I appreciate the ministry more than I did when I first started here. And I hope that people will continue to support the work that we do and enable us to continue to be faithful in the many generations ahead.
Karna from Hampstead, North Carolina. I hope I can get through this. I don't know how I'd cope without AFR. From early morning, I can listen to godly counseling on family and life. Then to truthful presentation of what now is happening. And just when I might get discouraged with the news, I get my thoughts recaptured and put back to realize who's in control and in whom I must put my trust, the Almighty God and Jesus. Thank you, AFR.
Yeah.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
I'm Todd Herman. Welcome back to Disciples View as we're just about to wrap up this hour. That is the phone number, 877-616-2396. The average donation is $85. And if you could do that, we'd be endlessly thankful. We'll be thankful for anything you can give that God grants you to give. And if you're someone who can write that check for $10,000, we'll send you an envelope. You don't have to pay the credit card processing fee. Sometimes there's a percentage taken out of that. We don't want that. If you can do it on a debit card, you can do that. You can go to AFR.net, do that securely if you don't want to wait for the phones. I'm going to tell you an image I'm looking at, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to relate it to a personal story. We wrap up the show very, very often with a personal observation from me. I'm looking at a field of Honda Priuses that run through windmills down there rescuing people in the South. No, wait, that's not right. I'm looking at a field of diesel trucks that run on the blessing of petroleum that God designed us to be able to use as fuel. It's a common blessing. It brings us heat. So is the sun a common blessing. So is the wind a common blessing. And yet one is vilified for now because big, big companies that become one with government want to force you to abandon all that petroleum so that you are always beholden to government. They want you to have power in your house that they can turn off at the source. That's what I think. That's why they don't want natural gas. It's harder to turn off. Electricity, you just flip a switch, and all of a sudden, people don't have power because the people in D.C. want all the power, including a guy named Tim Walz. This should be in the Tower of Babbling, but it's not. It's ahead of the Tower of Babbling. Tim Walz, who wants to be vice president, he wants you to know that he's not a liar. He's just stupid.
In your debate with J.D. Vance, you said, "I'm a knucklehead at times." And I think you were referring to the time that you said that you were in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square unrest when you were not.
Yeah.
Is that kind of misrepresentation, isn't that more than just being a knucklehead?
I think folks know who I am, and I think they know the difference between someone expressing emotion, telling a story, getting a date wrong, rather than a pathological liar like Donald Trump.
But I think it comes down to the question of whether you can be trusted to tell the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I can. I think I can. I will own up to being a knucklehead at times, but the folks closest to me know that I keep my word.
We just got our first $10,000 pledges hour. Praise God. $10,000, let's hear it. And let's hear it for the $50 pledges, too, because the widow's mite. People give what they can give. $10,000 means as much to us as $50 because people give what they can give. That's a lesson from the Bible. Thank you for telling me that. Praise God. Look up at that board. 14,101 people. What if we could make it 15,000 by this show end? Man, that'd be tough, but we could do it. Call 877-616-2396. We do a feature here, which is sometimes confusing because why would you thank God for this? I'll explain that. We do thank the Lord for placing supposedly wise people on tall towers of shaking sand with our feature called The Tower of Babbling.
You know about the biblical truth of the Tower of Babel. A Disciple's View presents...
Culture is a reflection of our moment and our time. And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment.
The Tower of Babbling.
Three sound bites in the Tower of Babbling, almost always three, all that Tim Walz, that should have counted. On CNN, Alicia Mills offered a calm, reasoned assessment of President Trump. Just kidding.
That we have long known that Donald Trump has revered the Nazis. He has revered Hitler. He's read his book. He used to say he had it on his nightstand. Donald Trump has had a very sinister philosophy, wanting to be a dictator, absolutely dividing people up based on who they are, based on factors about them that have to do with their race and their gender, etc. And when he uses language like this, I don't think that it's a Freudian slip. I think that the danger of a Donald Trump is that he would absolutely try to exterminate an entire group of people because he thinks that their genes are somehow different than his and faulty. And I say this with all the sternness that you hear in my voice.
Huh. A man with a Jewish son-in-law and black business partners most of his life is going to exterminate people, but not the first time he was president. He was going to wait until the second time. Got it. Makes perfect sense. Next up in the tire babbling, David Axelrod, the man who created the product named Barack Hussein Obama, found this bright spot in the hundreds of dead Americans killed by a hurricane and FEMA in the American South.
Here's my question about North Carolina. You had these killer storms, which, by the way, was a third big story this week.
Yes,
these
another
killer
another.
Storms. And there's a lot of displacement in western North Carolina. Now, Asheville is a blue dot in that area.
I was going to say,
a lot of
Asheville's
Republican voters there.
Yeah.
But those voters in Asheville are, they're, you know, the kind of voters who will figure out a way to vote. You know, they're upscale kind of liberal voters, and they're probably going to figure out a way to vote. I'm not sure a bunch of these folks who've had their homes and lives destroyed elsewhere in western North Carolina in the mountains there are going to be as easy to wrangle for the Trump campaign. So I don't know how that's all going to
I hope you heard the subtext of that. That's David Axelrod saying upscale liberals will figure out a way to vote. But the mountain folk, how are they going to figure out how to vote? It's absolute classism, which is related to racism. It's a sin. Last soundbite in today's Tower Babbling, the woman who pretended Joe Biden was in charge for the past few years let the truth in her mind slip out.
I was the first vice president or president to ever in office go to a reproductive health care clinic, ever.
But that you know, that you know of. President. And that's a wrap for today's Tower of Babbling.
That was the Tower of Babbling.
Whoa! That is news.
On a Disciple's View.
It is the last day and the last few minutes to give during a Disciple's View. The phone number is 877-616-2396. Robert from Warrentown, Virginia, came in strong at a $10,000 donation. God bless you, Robert. And every $25 donation and every $5 donation, we bless it and consider it a very, very the same blessing because the widow's mite. We give what we can. Robert, thank you for giving this and praise God that you are living in a season of plenty and you choose to share in that season of plenty. I mentioned earlier that I was looking at a picture of a bunch of diesel trucks, horrible, hateful diesel trucks that destroy the world, destroy the children, literally choke the life out of kids in Harlem. That's what we're told. But when it came time to respond to the storm, it was diesel trucks with strong men in it, usually men. There are some women who are line women, I guess, line people, but it's mostly men and strong men. And as I look at this, I can smell the fumes of diesel. I can smell the working men because I've worked in environments like that. I know what it is to work with your body. I also know what it is to be deeply young and arrogant and stupid and full of yourself and think that because you work out in a weight room, you've got man strength. God designed men and women differently. We speak this on this network where other networks will not. I'm about to tell you a way in which God designs men and women differently. In the last few minutes, you can call 877-616-2396. Maybe this is the story that brings you back in for a second donation. Maybe you want to match Robert from Warrentown, Virginia. Maybe you want to come at $20,000. If you've been uniquely blessed that way, you can do that at 877-616-2396. Maybe you're thinking again that maybe you should be a monthly donor. Maybe it's $20 a month. Maybe that's something you spend on coffee. Well, no, you're probably too sensical for that. That's a West Coast thing. Maybe it's something you spend that much on Chick-fil-A. Fine company, but not necessarily spreading the word of God. 877-616-2396. So as I'm looking at this picture of the working men in the working trucks, I remember this time as a young man. I'd been in the weight room. I'd been lifting weights 5 days a week, and I considered myself strong. This was just about the first year of high school. I don't remember what I bench pressed at the time. It was nothing to speak of. that I was a young man in my physical prime. And we were over at my dad's friend's, Lyle. He was my friend as well. I was more friends with his kids. We raced quarter midgets together. And Lyle had this old weight set in his basement. And I think we were watching racing together, probably the Indy 500 or Daytona. And I said, hey, Lyle, can I use your weight set? He goes, yeah, sure. Those are heavy. Be careful. And it was those old weights that were plastic-wrapped concrete. So I set them up, and I started benching and bench pressing. And Lyle said, hey, that's a lot of weight. I said, no, I'm fine. So arrogant. And I got up from the weight set and say, you know, Lyle said, you're strong, man. You're strong. Congratulations. Hey, by the way, would you like to come out and earn a little money throwing some alfalfa bales? Sure. Let's go throw alfalfa bales. Now, I'd thrown hay bales. The difference between alfalfa and hay bales became very, very clear when we got out there. Hay is dry. Alfalfa is wet. And Lyle, during that day of work, put me through an 8-hour period of time where for every hay bale I got up on the truck through a lot of effort using my knees and back, Lyle tossed under the truck using skill and smarts and hip strength, tossing them up. And when I was ready to fold and quit, and Lyle said, let's go have first lunch. I said, what? First lunch? Oh, yeah, this is first lunch. We went and ate first lunch, a farm lunch, eggs and potatoes, and his wife came out with fresh juice and toast, and we ate that all. When's dinner? Oh, no, we don't have dinner. We have supper after second lunch. We'll have supper, then we'll have dinner. And I realized how long the work days are. Lyle liked his food, loved his food. He was like a hobbit that way. And at the end of that day, I was so sore and so tired and so exhausted and so deeply embarrassed. Went back to his house, waiting for my dad to come and pick me up. We went downstairs, and Lyle said, want to work out? I had just worked out. There's a way that God has made man and woman differently. I work out at a CrossFit gym with incredibly strong women, but they're women. That never changes. God decided that it was not good that man was alone. And so he created a relationship that is the perfect match. I'm not going to be blunt. I'm not going to be descriptive. We're grown-ups, and you know what I mean. How is it that we fit so well together? How is it that we complement each other so well? How is it that in a world that wants to force round pegs into square holes, we're surprised that we see disease, we see disappointment, we see worry, we see dysfunction? The Bible is many things. Most importantly, it is the inerrant, complete Word of God. It is also an instruction kit on how to relate to one another and how to relate to God. It's also an owner's manual. One of the reasons that we stand against same-sex unions, same-sex activity, same reason we stand against adultery or fornication. It's because the owner's manual says that fuel will break the engine of the human body and the human mind. We fall short, all of us do, every single one of us, myself included. I admit it, and I hope you do. But it doesn't mean that the word is wrong. It means we have trouble applying it. 877-616-2396 is the phone number. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Because we believe, we speak. Because He first loved us, we speak His Word. We walk in the path of Jesus Christ to make disciples of all nations until God gives us permission to speak again together. May the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding rest upon you and your families. On behalf of Jeff today, in AFR, I'm Todd Herman. This has been A Disciple's View.